Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Oriental Aromatics Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Oriental Aromatics Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Dharmil Bhudani, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Shyamal Bhudani, Executive Director, Mr. Girish Khandelwal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Parag Satoshkar, Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Kiranpreet Gill, Company Secretary. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Dharmil Bhudani to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the Quarter 1 Earnings Conference Call of Oriental Aromatics Limited. The quarter that has gone by has come with its own shares of opportunities and challenges. Let me first start by highlighting the positives. The fragrance division continued to grow in this quarter, and this growth was achieved mainly due to the new wins across all geographies that we operate in. We are glad to inform you that we have achieved multiple fragrance wins with one of the largest FMCG companies in India in this quarter. These wins will ensure very healthy growth in the fragrance and flavor division going forward. The camphor and the terpene chemicals division continues to be under tremendous price and demand pressure. Alpha pinene prices are at the lowest that we have seen for more than a decade. This division has been responsible for the reduced top line and the reduced margins for the entire group in this quarter. The camphor and terpene chemicals business in India continues to be in a deflationary mode. This performance of the camphor division and the profitability outlook for the overall business going forward has made us have a relook at our CapEx plans for the whole group. And we will elaborate further on our CapEx plans in our future investor calls. The Specialty Aroma Ingredients Division again had its fair shares of wins and challenges. We entered FY24 on a challenging note while navigating through several external global macroeconomic challenges and a lower than expected increase in consumption, which has led to a subdued performance of the whole flavor and fragrance industry globally. The main challenges faced by the specialty and bulk ingredients or aroma ingredients industry globally is due to the aggressive stance on pricing taken by Chinese manufacturers opening up after COVID and the destocking happening in the industry across the globe. Nevertheless, we are committed to strengthening our market position in this space, and our product development plan for 2023-24 continues to stay on track. We are extremely satisfied with the global product approvals that we have received for our new products and product allocations for H2 2023 in the RFQ program recently concluded are satisfactory. I would like to conclude my speech today by saying that we at Oriental Aromatics Limited are mindful of both the opportunities that we have and the challenges that we face. And we are taking positive steps to maximize our opportunities and mitigate the challenges. Now I request Mr. Girish Khandelwal, our CFO, to give you the financial highlights. Over to you, Girish.
Thank you very much, Dharmil. I would like to welcome you all for the conference call. I would like to focus on the operating performance. Let me take you through our consolidated performance for the quarter. The operating revenue for the quarter was rupees 195.7 crore, which was an increase by 0.20% on a quarter-on-quarter basis and decreased by 16.2% on a year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA reported was rupees 0.90 crore, decreased as compared to rupees 9.3 crore in the previous quarter and rupees 16.5 crore in the corresponding quarter. Operating EBITDA margin stood at 0.46% as compared to 4.76% in the previous quarter. Net loss after tax reported was rupees 6.1 crore as compared to profit of rupees 1.2 crore in the previous quarter and rupees 8.4 crore in the corresponding quarter. Thank you. With this, we can now open the floor for the questions and answers session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
Hi, right, I'm just checking. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
You are audible, sir.
Okay.
The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What is the outlook for FY24 in terms of top line and bottom line? And do we feel that the margins have bottomed out, or do we see any scope of improvement in margins for the year? And what are your expectations for margins in FY24? And, I mean, what should be the steady state margins going forward?
So, Gunit, according to our estimations, I think we still are in an extremely fluid stage in our business. As highlighted by Dharmil in his opening remarks, we see a very strong growth in our fragrance and flavor division, assisted by reduction in the input costs. However, we see extreme challenges in terms of demand as well as pricing in our camphor and terpene chemical division. So going forward, I think as of now, we are kind of monitoring the situation as closely as we can and taking all these steps to ensure that we maximize on the opportunities. So we are continuing with our guidance of at least reaching last year numbers in terms of the top line. I think bottom line is something which we will probably have a little more clarity as a few quarters go by, because we have entered the season time in camphor. So we'll have to see there are multiple wheels that are in motion in terms of the bottom line.
All right, sir. That's all from my side. I join the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one. The next question is from the line of Ketan Athavale from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to know how are camphor prices looking, especially in last 1 to 2 months?
So there's an extremely deflationary trend in the camphor business, primarily driven by very low prices of the raw material. but also I wouldn't say lesser demand, but the customers trying to probably extract the best value because of the excess capacity that has come into play, and hence hoping for and getting extremely lower prices. So if you ask me what has been the price trend in the last quarter vis-a-vis the quarter before that, we are seeing a reduction of as much as between 12% to 15% in the technical grade camphor that is sold in India.
Okay, and what were the prices of camphor in, say, last year and, say, 2021?
So I think, Parag, instead of joggling your memory, maybe we can request the gentleman to maybe contact Anuj offline for the, you know, numbers. I don't think you would remember these unless you have some ballpark idea.
Yeah, just a ballpark idea. In the sense, they are trending down since when?
I think post the opening up of the country, post-pandemic, I think we've started seeing a trend going downwards, and that trend continues to go downwards.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Perpetual Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. While destocking may be affecting the offtake from ingredient suppliers like Oriental, how does the end demand look like at the blender level or maybe the consumer level?
Parag, you want to
take that? Yeah, sure.
All right. So, look, we have mentioned that our flavor and fragrance division continues to see growth. And these growths are coming from, you know, specific geographies and specific product categories. But on an overall industry level, we are seeing maybe a constant and a reduction in growth. And we do not believe that the growth that our fragrance division is showing is necessarily a reflection of what is really the trend in the industry currently. So that will affect even demand of ingredients, besides
got
the restocking.
A very significant add to what Dharmil said is due to the increase in the cost of borrowing, more so in the markets, especially in the West, where historically the cost of borrowing has been very low. There's also a lot of pressure on building up inventories. So although, you know, destocking, at the same time, extreme controls on inventory is creating a kind of a double whammy on demand in the aroma ingredient space.
Understood. And like last 3 years, you know, out of those, maybe apart from the last 1 year, more or less, some country was in a lockdown or travel was restricted, so this must have affected maybe consumer and fine fragrances both in different ways. And the industry must have observed some habitual changes in consumers' usage. How does that look like now? Has it normalized to pre-COVID level or what's happening on that front?
So I think if you look at the FMCG consumption patterns, not only in India, but globally, we are of the opinion, and I think that is also supported by the chat that we have with our customers, that there is no significant change in terms of A, the consumption pattern, or even B, in terms of the consumption volumes. I think what's probably changed is because of the deflationary trends or the inflationary trends in the West, I think the consumer preferences have moved from, you know, luxury to probably just kind of getting the things done. So, you know, that's probably where the preferences are changing a bit. Having said that, both the categories need aroma ingredients. So I don't think that has a significant challenge in terms of the demand for the aroma ingredients.
So you're sort of saying that demand has moved from discretionary to essential, and maybe once the deflationary trend has sort of normalized and we start seeing a reduction in the interest rate cycle or the shift in interest rate cycle is when things should start normalizing again.
In terms of consumer preference.
Got it. And anything on Chinese manufacturers front, like till when do you see the aggressive pricing scenario going on?
So I think it will probably be very futile to really give a timeline for it, because if you look at the Chinese economy per se, that's getting into a deflationary trend. So there will be a lot of impetus to kind of boost up demand internally as well as exports. So we need to wait and watch. I mean, I'm sure that the Chinese have come back with a vengeance in terms of their capacities, in terms of their pricing. I have a very interesting paper which says that there's 235 million tons of chemical production capacity that's going to come online in China in 23 and 24. So if that's true, I mean, we've still not seen the end of the whole picture. So we need to wait and watch.
So you're probably telling us that this is just the start of the picture then.
Yeah.
And one last point on this is, so what's the whole, the reason behind lower prices? Is it, the Chinese economy slowing down, so manufacturers want to dump their inventory abroad, or they want to just get rid of existing inventory and things may normalize? Like, what is your take on this?
So I think if you look at, I mean, this is just a perception. I mean, this is just a view that since 30% of the Chinese economy is driven by construction or real estate, that is a challenge. So there's a lot of demand drop that has happened internally. So that's kind of impacting the whole pricing situation from China.
And the lower input cost.
Correct.
Got it. So, I mean, it's a mix of both the weaker domestic.
Please rejoin the queue for follow-up questions.
Sure. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Nikhil.
The next question is from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, is it possible if you can call out your volume and price growth or price decline in each of your business segments, which is fragrance and flavor and your camphor and turpine?
So, fragrance product, I'll talk on the fragrance flavor and then you can take it on. So, on the fragrance and flavor, we are seeing no decline. We are seeing a steady state and a growth.
Is it possible growth percentage or rates YOY?
So the fragrance division this quarter has shown about a 14 to 16% growth for us.
Okay. And this is all led by volumes or?
By new business.
Okay.
New wins.
Yeah, and so on the camphor and the terpene chemical side, if you've seen a degrowth in terms of volumes Q on Q, primarily driven by a shutdown that we had in the quarter in terms of production. And in terms of sales, we have seen a reduction in the volumes driven primarily because of A, off-season, and B, because the customer kind of delaying their purchases or looking for better value in terms of pricing because of the competitive landscape. I think if you look at the specialty aroma ingredient space, Q-on-Q, the volumes have been pretty stable across a wide range of products. We see some challenges in volumes in terms of sales for some bulk specialty aroma ingredients, but we are kind of seeing a smoothening of the curve in those aroma ingredients as well. So I think for us the biggest challenge is volume degrowth in and price degrowth in the camphor and the terpene chemicals.
Understood. And what about the percentages, just numbers, if you can throw ballpark, what has been the deflation in price in camphor and topping?
I think so in camphor, that is like, a previous question, no, Parag?
Correct. So in camphor, we, you know, Q on Q, it's around 15%. And we see a similar kind of a drop even in the rest of the terpene chemical space.
Understood. And you mentioned in your opening remarks, sir, that alpha pinene prices have been lowest in the last decade. How much has it been on a per kg basis or a fall, if you can call out?
Anupam, I mean, difficult to really give you a kind of a percentage number because the drop has been gradual over the last 3 to 4 months. And if we have to look at that window, we are probably seeing the prices correcting by almost 30%.
Okay. So is it that we didn't build inventory of alpha-pinene before, or I mean, what is happening? What is the reason for this fall in 30% over the last 3-4 months?
No, it's not for us. I mean, alpha-pinene is the reduction in the price has been global, and it is primarily driven by demand and supply. And the main driver for the reduction this time has been the subdued demand for alpha-pinene in the aroma ingredient space, which also, like camphor and terpene chemicals, is a large consumer of alpha-pinene.
So with the season, camphor season coming on, how do you see the second half of the year panning out for it?
So I think the camphor season is a welcome sign, but we also have to see the competitive landscape where there's substantial capacity addition that has happened, which is not in line with the demand growth in the market. And that mismatch is going to still continue to create a situation where the ability to kind of get a better pricing or a constant pricing will be challenging.
This competition has come from local market or export market?
Local.
Okay. Lastly, sir, if you can call out what has been the debt position for us in Q1?
Sure. Girish, you want to take this call?
And working capital as well.
Yeah, so our total borrowing is around 225 crores as on 30th June.
And term borrowing and working capital is how much?
So 225 includes 41 crore of term borrowing.
41 crores.
Yeah.
Understood. Just on the gross margin front, so you mentioned that prices have bottomed out. You're seeing some sort of uptick in prices. What is the time lag in terms of us taking price increase vis-a-vis the raw material price that we see?
But when did we say we are seeing an uptick in price, Parag?
No, so Anupam, let me correct that. I mean, we do not see the prices bottoming out. I mean, we are still in an extremely fluid situation.
Okay.
Where we're seeing a substantial pressure on pricing. Primarily in the camphor and terpene chemicals, but having said that, across all our ingredients portfolio.
But generally the price lag is a one quarter price lag, or is it set off within the quarter?
No, so right now the price lag is driven not by inventories, or it's not by driven by certain raw materials which came down and which are going to go up. Right now it's kind of because of a systemic problem that is completely external in nature. So, you know, we are in no shape or form to kind of give you this number, whether it's going to come with a lag of one quarter.
Understood. Lastly, if I may, if you can just break your sales mix of the 200 crore in this quarter between the business segments, that will be all.
So then we've always maintained that it's equally divided.
Okay. Yeah, that holds
across the verticals, yeah.
That holds even in Q1 this quarter?
A little bit up and down. I mean, we're seeing the fragrance and flavor numbers slightly a percentage plus plus in terms of the flavor and fragrance division. So 40, but yes, otherwise it's more or less in line.
So 40-30-30 is a
maybe thing. 35, yeah, something like that.
Understood. Thank you so much and wish you all the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Congruence Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Just one question. Can you just give an update about the hydrogenation plant, how, where the we are being currently, and are the it has started contributing to revenue or anything from that side?
So on the, like Dharmil has mentioned in his opening remarks, regarding a quick update on the CapEx, the Mahad phase one expansion for the single product plant continues in full swing. We are having a kind of a relook at all our other projects in terms of its long-term viability, and also if we want to kind of recalibrate them to make them more future ready. So the hydrogenation facility is currently being constructed as we speak. Which elements of that we will be recalibrating, we will be kind of coming back to the investors in our future earnings calls.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Zohair Nasser, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I would just like to understand a little on the industry landscape in this segment in India, and what sort of the pie are we looking at in the whole scheme of things?
So, Zohair, I think it will need probably a pretty elaborate answer because we actually operate out of three or four different distinct verticals. And is it okay if I can kind of, you can reach out to Anuj from our investor relationships and we can send you a small note on what our mission is in terms of the whole industry landscape?
Sure. Maybe a little on the fragrance and flavor segment, if you could elaborate.
Sure. So I think we continue to stay active. We've been a very key player in the fragrance and flavor compounding business in functional perfumery since 1955. And we stay committed and we are extremely active in fragrancing a wide range of applications in India as well as multiple geographies located in Southeast Asia as well as the Middle East and Africa. Some key applications that we have a very strong position is in the area of fine fragrances, in the area of home care, in the area of air care. And just in the last quarter, we've had some significant wins in certain applications with one of the largest FMCG companies in India. So we stay very focused. I think we see a substantial possibility of growth with the whole India story panning out. And our backward integration piece of the aroma ingredients being made in-house gives us the ability to deliver value to our customers.
Right, sir. And just a small follow-up, how do you place yourself against the other players in India and who do you see as a major competition in this business?
So I think if you look at the Indian fragrance and flavor industry, it is a extremely competitive mix of certain large multinationals who have their own manufacturing sites in India, along with significant Indian fragrance and flavor houses who have been operating in this business for a long time. And then we have a lot of smaller fragrance family-owned businesses. So I think we are positioning ourselves in a very comfortable spot where we are able to bid for business from all the available market which is not core listed. And we also are able to at the same time compete with the family-owned businesses and look at the FMCG companies which are regional or local in nature and try to get their businesses. So we are in the broad, the whole spectrum of the industry.
Right. And would you have to split for organized versus unorganized in this sector?
So Zoyer, to really give you a kind of a consistent split would be a challenge because, you know, this split keeps on changing depending on the new business that we acquire or seasonal. It's difficult to give you a kind of a number.
Maybe just a ballpark if you could.
Mm-hmm. Then you want to pitch in? Probably 50-50.
What is 50-50?
50 in terms of the organized FMCG space and 50 in terms of the relatively smaller FMCG companies that we cater to.
Yeah, I mean, it's guesswork. At this point, yeah. It's guesswork.
Yeah.
No, I'm focusing more on the industry split. I mean, how much would come from the larger MNCs versus the Indian businesses?
It would have been more product category specific.
Yeah.
It's such a general question. I mean, if you have...
No, for the flavors and fragrances.
Yeah, again, there, like Darmil said, Zohar, you will need to, depending on each application, like home care, personal care, it would probably...
So we'd have to break the applications and then figure out who we feel is organized, unorganized, and who... in the industry. So it's a very complex matrix to put together. And any number right now would be a guesswork.
Sure. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
So two questions again. Firstly, on the significant order win that you're talking about that we had in the last quarter, is it possible to call out some sort of order book or order size that we've received?
No, we are contractually bound. We won't be able to share that information.
Is it a long-term contract or is it a one-time supplier?
Yes. No, it will be a long-term contract.
A long-term contract. And
yes.
Which application is this?
I won't be able to talk about that either.
Fair enough. Secondly, if you can just call out the capacity utilization for each of our plants.
I think the fragrance and flavor is running at, we run one shift there right now, and I think it's at almost 85-90% of the capacity, and if we need to add another shift, it will not be an issue.
Yeah. So if you look at all the other plants as well, Anupam, all of them are running currently at max capacity. However, we have a bit of higher inventory levels than what our comfort level is. And we continuously work on kind of looking at how can we put them in the customer's warehouse.
Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Saket Saurabh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So this is, again, pertaining to the CAPEX recalibration. So what I could make out is that Mahadwan is still on track as is, but you might be recalibrating some other ones. So when you say recalibrate, so first question is, how much investment has already been done and how much is pending? Again, I'm talking about non-Mahad. And second is, are these, some of them were a single product, CAPEX. So can they be, say, recalibrated to some other products where demand is much more stable?
So to answer your question on, in terms of recalibration, I think the single product plant is coming up at Mahad, and so we are not looking at a recalibration of that investment. I think in terms of the investment that has been done in Baroda, we have done an investment of around, Girish, correct me if I'm wrong, around 45 crores in the hydrogenation facility, and we still have an investment due of around between 90 to 100 crores, which we are seeing how we can optimize it and kind of use a combination of strategies to achieve our maximum productivity with least amount of investment.
Right, Param.
Got it. And there were some CapEx which were almost on the verge of going live where, you know, we were going to send samples to the customer. What about those? Are we delaying those also, or maybe not sending these samples because there is not enough demand, or clients are not really interested in, say, sampling at this stage? So any update on those CapExes?
So I think the products where we had in our earlier call mentioned that, you know, we are ready to send samples, etc., those we found home for those products in our current plants itself, and you know, I think thanks to the engineering team internally and the projects team, those samples are very much on the way and they've been well accepted by our customers globally. However, like I said, that the demand is a bit subdued and the pricing is a bit challenging. So I think on those fronts, Saket, we are absolutely green. What is being kind of rethought is primarily the hydrogenation-based products, which was going to be a phased implementation. One plant coming up in October or November and the second by the end of the season. So we kind of relooking at that part of the CapEx plan.
Got it. And just for my clarity, so, you know, one of the, I think, other IFF company, IFF, which might potentially be one of your clients, so they report scent as one of the categories. So is it an analog to fragrances that we, in Oriental Aromatics term, is it safe to assume that?
Yeah, so I think yes, it is safe to assume that, but their scent division may have also the ingredients, so we really are not sure.
Yeah, got it. No, yeah, okay. So, Dharmil, my only point was that amongst all the segments, this was one segment which was doing well and which I see that reflection, some bit of reflection in your results as well. So, I just was trying to, you know, see some correlation there.
Correct. So, the word scent division is, yes, fragrances. Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Dharmil, and the team, and best of luck. I am sure we will overcome these tough times.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. For the Mahad CapEx, how much we have already spent and how much is left?
Kirish, you want to take this one?
Yeah. We have spent already 30 crores, 32 crores, and left the amount is around, say, 85 crores.
And we expect CapEx to complete in this year itself?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of the stabilization of the new plant, how much time does it usually take once the commissioning is done?
So normally we always consider a period of between 3 to 6 months is when we need to stabilize the plant externally, which is, you know, getting the approvals and getting the regulatory things sorted out with our customers, and getting the plant validated internally, where we need to get the yield and the batch time cycles right. So, you know, the objective is to probably be ready for our H2 2024 RFQ cycle for the bigger customers, and to be active in the spot as soon as we go live in this financial year.
Okay, and the 35, and one more question on Mahad. So which products is it going to make? I mean, is it for both camphor as well as aroma, or any one of them just?
So Rajat is going to be a single product plant, which is a specialty, which is part of our specialty aroma ingredient strategy.
Okay.
I said specifics would be after launch.
Oh, okay. Sure. And I assume the capex that we have spent so far in both the plants is yet to be capitalized, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rajat.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Dharmil Budhani from Oriental Aromatics Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we've been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, we would be happy to address the same. We are very thankful to all our investors who continue to stand by us and also have shown confidence in the company's future growth plans. And with this, I wish everyone a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Oriental Aromatics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.